I'm Jack Lesenberry. There's been a lot of debate over whether to call what happened in July 1967 a riot or a rebellion. I tend to prefer the term riot for two reasons. First, in my way of thinking, a rebellion, whether successful or not, has a definite and clear political purpose. Second, almost nobody except the radical intellectual Grace Boggs called it anything other than a riot in 1967 or for many years afterwards. But perhaps the best definition I've ever seen came from a very savvy man who was a state senator at the time, who was there, and who said this: "The explosion of 1967, unlike the one in 1943, was not a race riot. To be sure, most of the participants were black, and there are unmistakable racial implications, but a cameraman took pictures of the looting of an A&P store on Trumbull, and there was racial unity up and down the aisles. Blacks and whites were helping each other carry out cases of canned goods in complete harmony. It could be argued that the rebellion, specifically the pillaging part of it, was as much about consumerism as about race, a revolt of underprivileged, overcrowded, hot, and irritable citizens who are fed up." That man was one Coleman Alexander Young, who had become Detroit's first black mayor. In his autobiography, Hard Stuff, he added this: "If the insurrection of Detroit in 1967 must be called a riot, let it be recorded as a police riot," by which he meant a riot against the police. He added, "This is not to say that the citizens of Detroit were justified in destroying their own community, or that the police should bear all the blame, only that there was a principal object to the rebels' vengeance, and it was the white man in the blue uniform." I've quoted Young at length because I think he was largely white. I think he was largely right. He left out only the oafish behavior of the National Guard, many of whom were from upstate and knew nothing of large cities, and even less of African Americans. Interestingly, National Guard troops weren't involved in putting down the 1943 riot because they had nearly all been called up for the war. That riot was actually technically started by a couple angry young black men, but it turned into a war of the cops against the colored, with most of the 24 blacks who perished shot to death by the police. None of the 9 dead whites were shot by the police. Detroit in 1943 was a radically different place from today, a place where the races not only hated, but didn't have the slightest understanding of each other. Packard plant workers went on a wildcat strike because Negroes had been promoted to jobs on the assembly line. One told a reporter that the white workers felt they would all get venereal diseases just from touching the same machinery as blacks. This was also a world where the vast majority of adults hadn't been born in Detroit, but came there to work in the auto plants. More than 300,000 were born in other countries, 10 times as many as today. Well, today Detroit's police force is 2/3 black, as are the vast majority of its officials. There's a large, desperate, and possibly growing underclass, but their resentments don't seem to be fixed on race. Detroit today is not the same place it was either time it exploded. That's not to say some kind of mass violence couldn't happen again, only that it would be different. Different, but perhaps an even greater tragedy. This is Jack Lesenberry.